Yeah, you kind of just get thrown into the city life, and that's why I was complaining about little things like, oh, I have to go grocery shopping, I have to like buy stuff for my apartment, and I have to cook, you know? And so these things that I guess living in a dorm you wouldn't think of, and you also have to like make sure you have your transportation card, and you can go out to eat in restaurants, but then you have to make sure you don't overspend your money that you're li that you have per month. You kind of just get thrown into the real world slightly quicker.
Welcome to the podcast Study Abroad Extended Version. I'm your host, Jacob Tong. Today, I'm having a conversation with Naima. Naima is currently studying at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands. Hi, Naima. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good. So I'm going to introduce you a little bit, even though I don't know you that well. So Naima is originally from Indonesia. And then she moved to the States when she was 8, and she finished high school in the United States in Maine, and then she moved to the Netherlands where she is right now. That's pretty much my introduction. What do you think?
Actually, I have my dad's family from Maine, and that's why we lived in Wayne, middle of nowhere, Wayne.
It's a beautiful town, by the way. I've been there
It really
before.
is.
Yeah. That's how we kind of we connected, because I went to Conseil School. It's a small boarding school in Maine, in the middle of nowhere. And I graduated there like 10, 11 years ago. And then I went back to Conseil. And I talked to Tracy, my first guest for my podcast, about my project. And then she told me, oh, I know a student who's living in the Netherlands right now, Naima. And I was like, oh, sure, I'd like to interview her about her experience in the Netherlands, and that's how we connected. So to start, I'm gonna do a lightning round question. So I'm gonna ask you questions really quick, and just answer me intuitively, like in one word or in one sentence. So my first question is, what was the reaction of your friends from the United States when they heard that you were going to university in the Netherlands?
They were astonished. They're like, "What?" Because I had first enrolled in American University in Washington, D.C., and on the back of my graduation cap, it said American University. I was all set to go there, but I still had like that doubt in my mind, like, "Oh, maybe I want to go abroad." So after graduation, after I already told the school, the council, all my friends I was going to American University, I went to the Netherlands, checked out Leiden University, and I switched. And then I told them, actually, never mind. I'm going to the Netherlands.
Okay, we're gonna get back to it. Second question, how much do you pay for your tuition and living expenses?
Tuition is 12K, and per month I get 1K
Okay,
for living.
euro or dollars in?
This is euros.
Okay, what's your favorite part so far of studying abroad full time in the Netherlands?
Traveling and freedom outside of uni.
Okay, what is your least favorite part of studying abroad in the Netherlands?
The lack of teacher help and advisory. You're on your own.
Yeah. What surprised you the most so far about your experience abroad?
The amount of drinking Europeans do.
Fair enough. Is the food here better than the food in the States?
Dutch food does not taste good, and I can't cook.
Okay.
So no.
Is the food better? So the second question is going to be, is the food better than the food in Maine? So I absolutely not, because Maine
No.
has a really high standard of food, I think, in the States. Okay, thank you so much. That was the first part of the podcast. So which question, because I sent you the question beforehand, and which question do you think is the hardest one to answer?
For the third one, like my favorite part about living here, living abroad, I had so many things to say. Like, first of all, transportation is so easy, and especially The Hague where I live, it's a city, but it's so comfortable for me. Like, I can get around so easily with trams, buses, by bike especially. Also traveling within the city, but also traveling around Europe. My last year, I was able to go to Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, and Spain. And because our uni is not constricting, so you can just play around with the time they give you. So it's really nice.
During one semester, you traveled around Europe for and visited all those countries?
Yes.
Okay. I knew the flexibility, but I didn't like you were busy traveling. That's pretty cool. Okay, so which question do you think is like the most interesting one, or what do you think?
I think the one that I liked the least, which is the lack of teacher help. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people would know that. I especially didn't. I had learned it when I was here.
Yeah.
About how I got to uni. I remember my first year, I sat in class, and like throughout the first week, I never connected with my teachers. They just gave us the information, gave us what they expected us to do, and sent us on our way. They didn't really try to get to know us. And throughout like the whole orientation week, everything was led by students. You had student mentors, you had student orientation leaders. I did not feel connected to any faculty or teachers. And I think that's something that the U.S. is really good at, and especially our high school, Kent Hill, always make sure you felt connected to the faculty.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can only confirm, like, I went to college in the United States, and it was like very similar to Kent Hill. Everything's taken care of. You have your advisor on the first day in your dorm. I had our like dorm advisor too. So I had two advisors and I had my coaches because I was on a sports team. And it was kind of overwhelming, like how much like advising I got in the States. Mm. And in Germany, I think it's even less than in the Netherlands. Okay. So it was a big shock for me too. But okay, so let's get to the part that, which I think is the most interesting. I don't know what other people think, is your application process.
Yeah.
And before we get into that, maybe I want to ask you, how did you think about another, like, how did you came across applying universities in Europe?
I think I also have to thank my parents for that. I grew up traveling a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was already well adverse to Europe. And when I was in school, I always knew I wanted to do something international. And so that's how I came across the major that I wanted to do, which is international relations. Mm-hmm. My study right now is international studies. And so I researched like best international relations /studies. And in Europe, Leiden University was one of them.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's in the Netherlands.
Did you know anyone who was thinking about it? Or did you talk to your friends about going to or applying to universities in Europe?
Yeah, I had one friend. She was one of my best friends. Uh-huh. She was looking at Switzerland because she liked the country. And there was this English-speaking school there called Franklin University. And so that she put all her hopes and dreams into that one school and concentrated fully on that.
Really?
I, on the other hand, also had American universities. I went through the whole American university applications. I went through all the, you know, College Board and so I was kind of juggling two types of application, European and also American.
Okay, that's very unusual because I remember when I was in high school, no one told me about it, that I could apply for universities in the Netherlands or in Germany. I mean, in Germany is a little bit different because you have to speak German most of the times. Mm-hmm. And if I knew it, I would probably think about it. But oh well. Was money a big concern for your decision?
A lot of the universities in the US were like, I would need financial aid for that and I could apply and that'd be fine. But the universities in Europe were so attractive in that sense because it was way less money.
Yeah.
And with that less money for the tuition, we can spend more on like living costs.
Yeah, that's true.
For me, yeah.
Okay, so you pay 12,000 euros for your tuition, and then you pay 1,000 for per month for your living. It's your living expenses. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's no dorms in the Netherlands, or especially my university that I go to. So I also, on top of the 1,000, I also have to pay for the rent that I'm living in my apartment.
Okay, so how much? Yeah. How much is that?
Well, I'm sharing a 3-person flat, so we each pay around 700,000.
Okay.
$700.
Sorry. $700K. Sorry.
Do not have that money.
You can buy a house with $700K, I guess. Yeah, that's actually more expensive than Germany. Yeah. I paid $400. Sometimes I first, like, I remember it was between €300 or €400 euros per month in Germany. So in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'm paying less this year, actually. Last year, I had my own apartment, which is a tiny little thing, not even a washing machine or dishwasher or even like working heat. And I was paying $800 for that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's. I think if you know someone who's living in a shared flat, it's easier to get in. And so I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your application process. Let's keep this brief. What do you need for the Netherlands? How was it? Like, what's the basic requirement?
I had to pass at least three of my APs that I was taking in my senior year. I had to have at least three threes and a four.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had one previous for my junior year. I had three. And then my senior year, I took three APs. And then I got two threes from that. And I got a four. So I got the requirements. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what APs did you take?
I took AP US History, AP Euro History, AP Psychology, and AP English. You also had to have at least 11K to apply for living expenses, because for European university like Leiden, you're on your own living, so they want to make sure that you have enough money to live on your own. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting that they look at your bank account.
Absolutely.
Before,
that was a big thing. Yeah, oh, you really? Had to like make sure they had an ability to see how much money you have.
But it's 11K.
Yeah. You had to send in 11K and then you get it back later as a deposit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fascinating. Okay. Is there anything else? Did you just submit your scores and GPAs and you got or did you have to write an essay?
I had a letter of motivation of why I was motivated to live in the Netherlands, and also why I was motivated to choose this university specifically. But it wasn't like, you know, those artistic essays that you send to the US where you really like showcase your skills or like I cured cancer. None of that. It was just like, who are you? Why do you want to be here? That's it. Is also the application process to the Netherlands was so bureaucratic. They had like all these different rules and lists that you had to like sign out, fill, and it just took a long time overall. Where in the US, they had like a system like online where you could just fill in all your information at once. And I think one of the hardest parts is like writing the essay and also getting financial aid.
Did you have an interview?
No interview.
So you submit everything pretty much and you went through the bureaucratic form, wherever it was, probably online. I don't know. And you just got in. Like, when did you know it? Like, when did you get the result?
I applied in late November, and then I got a conditional admittance in December very quickly. So I was admitted in conditionally to Leiden before I was admitted into any other American universities. So I've been thinking about Leiden like before, like, so it's been in the back of my mind the whole time in my senior year. And it was conditionally admitted because I hadn't passed all my APs yet. And so once I got my scores back, then I was admitted. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's actually very straightforward.
Yeah, so it's quite easy.
In a certain sense. Okay. Wow. Interesting.
And this major, so the different majors in Leiden has different requirements. For international studies, there was no math requirement, so I didn't have to take any math quizzes. But if you went to international relations and organizations, which is the other program, you had to take a math quiz. And if you pass that math quiz, then you can get in. Yeah, it's like they give you like a test. Like test. Yeah.
Okay. That's, and I was that's like, funny. Like, even though you passed like calculus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's good to know. So let's get into now. Now you're in Leiden. Was it a big adjustment for you since you were from, you know, from Maine is a smaller community and now you're living in a bigger city? Was it easy for you to adjust?
Yeah, you kind of just get thrown into the city life. And that's why I was complaining about little things like, oh, I have to go grocery shopping, I have to like buy stuff for my apartment, and I have to cook, you know? And so these things that I guess living in a dorm you wouldn't think of, and you also have to like make sure you have your transportation card, and yeah, you can go out to eat in restaurants, but then you have to make sure you don't overspend your money that you have per month. You kind of just get thrown into the real world slightly quicker. And thankfully for me, I had a really good friend group, and so I didn't feel alone. And I also have my aunt and uncle who live 3 hours in Essen, you know, by car.
Yeah.
And so luckily I also had that channel of support as well.
So how was it learning to cook? Was it easy?
I mean, yeah, they say, yeah, you follow the recipe and that's it. It's just, you have to buy all the ingredients first. And then there's like some certain skills with cutting that I just don't possess. So I like my urge just to make a mac and cheese and spaghetti every day is very strong. And so I just stick with that.
Yeah. So do you like cooking?
I like cooking with friends, and a lot of my friends, I'm actually one of the only Americans in my friend group, and so a lot of things that I do is, oh, that's so American, and so not for being example, able to cook, oh, that's so American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are your friends from, if I could ask?
Majority of my friends are Spanish, and I have quite a few friends from Luxembourg, I have a lot of German friends, and only a handful of Dutch friends, actually. The Dutch don't like to mingle with internationals as much. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I experienced too.
The Germans stay with the Germans. Yeah.
Yes, for not I'm talking about the Dutch okay, people, okay. Not the Germans. Cuz I've been to the Netherlands many times. I have many friends who study in the Netherlands, in Maastricht, which is not far away from Cologne. And I've never met a Dutch person. I've been to so many parties and I see the Dutch people, but I've never had interaction with them. Have you?
My best friend is Dutch and she actually came to Indonesia with me this summer, but she's a rare Dutch person. she really? Also doesn't have Dutch friends. She also just has international friends. Yeah.
Okay. So that doesn't count.
Yeah, not
so
really.
You didn't really break into the Dutch circle.
No. I don't understand either. I think they just would prefer to speak Dutch with each other. I actually heard, I went to Maastricht to look at the university there because that was one that was on my list.
Yeah.
And one guy told me, when you come back from a party and you're tired, you don't want to speak a foreign language. You just want to speak your native tongue. And so that's why the Dutch stick with the Dutch, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make that much sense for me because there's so many international students in Maastricht or in many Dutch universities. What else? Drinking. You're talking about drinking in the lightning round. So I'm going to ask you about that. Tell me about it. How was it in the States and how is it like here?
When I first got here for orientation, you know, 18 is the drinking age. And I came here when I was 18. Orientation week was just a full week of drinking. We had one day dedicated on the orientation week schedule, bar hopping. And, you know, that was my first time. And then my student mentors also were like, okay, we have an empty schedule here before lunch. Let's go to the bar. Day drinking. And partying also. Thursday nights are the student nights to go. And so it was so often every Thursday we got together and went out, and Europeans do not get tired of it. And
yeah, I think the alcohol culture is just so in their blood.
I was very behind in this because my friend told me that the phases I was going through when I first moved here was what she went through when she was 14. And so
14.
Yeah.
Where is she from?
Spain. Yeah.
I guess. So let's talk about something that's more like adults.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it going to be like for you after college? Do you have plans? Or
I think I'm definitely going to take a master's. And with that, I can stay in the Netherlands. I can try a different university, probably Erasmus. Or my thoughts were going back to the US to Washington, D.C.
Okay. So what's with D.C.? What do you want to...
Yeah. Well, that was my first I wanted to go to university there at first because that's the center of international relations, really.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hopkins has a really good master's program, mm-hmm. and so does American University. And the dream college for me was Georgetown, but couldn't reach it. So we'll see.
For Georgetown, you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you have to pay for the master's. So just keep that in mind.
Very true, actually. Yeah. Yeah. You can say all these things. It's easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's sum up the podcast for today. Would you recommend your friends from the States to study in the Netherlands to take the same path?
Absolutely. It just is mind-opening. It gets you out of your bubble into the real world, and you can also visit other countries quite as easily, and also just gives you so much opportunity to learn new things as well. Like, just in the United States, you don't get to ride your bike in the cities that often. You don't get to meet people from all over. I mean, you have international students in unis, but you're living like amongst an international community. Like, I live in a Turkish community right now. And it also like teaches you how to grow up a bit, but still as a uni student, like I'm taking care of my own apartment, but I'm also having to find time to do schoolwork on top of that, and also finding time to go have fun with my friends. So trying to balance out my life as well.
Yeah. So I think all this little stuff, when they add up, it makes a really a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
For me, it was that too, like cooking, riding your bicycle, like things that you think is not that important.
Grocery shopping.
But they are.
Yeah.
It's part of being an independent person. Yeah. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that feeling in the States, to be honest.
Paying rent.
Paying rent. Having your own bank account and really paying with your bank account every day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I chose to come back to Germany to get my master's degree. I think I'm not implying that in the States you can't do that, but it's just something I didn't have in college. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully you enjoy the process.
I definitely
did. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If you want to learn more about how is it like to study in the Netherlands, please stay tuned with Study Abroad Extended Version. In the next episode, I'll talk to Evan, a good friend of mine, who's also studying in The Hague at the moment. And we're going to talk about his journey in the Netherlands.